Welcome to Magnetic by Design, the human design podcast that empowers you to be uniquely you. I'm Nicole Towers, and I'm a human design guide and business mentor, and I'm passionate about helping visionary entrepreneurs to create success, wealth, and impact in the most aligned way. Join me for soulful conversations and authentic interviews with incredible guest speakers. I dive deep into topics like manifestation, self-development, creating an aligned business, and all things human design. With each episode, my mission is to uplift, inspire, and have fun. This podcast is for you if you are ready to go on a journey of self-discovery, to understand your energetic gifts so that you can unearth your highest potential. Are you ready? Let's go. Hello and welcome back to the podcast. I'm really excited to share this episode with you. It really came through today, like this creative urge, and the topic came through to me. So I'm sharing it with you right now. It's going to be really leaning into my self-projected projector authority on this, but I'm feeling good about it. And I hope this is going to be something that really lands for you. We're going to be talking about how to dial up your magnetism by type. And after all, the podcast is called Magnetic by Design, and I haven't really done an episode like this before. When I think about magnetism, I think about our aura. When we have a clean aura, we really start to attract and magnetize people and opportunities and things to us. When we are stagnant and overtired, exhausted, burnt out, and all of the not self themes of the types, like bitter, frustrated, like I just mentioned, disappointed, angry, all of these things can come up when we're not in alignment. So number one, it would be really like getting back into alignment for us and back into those signature themes. If you aren't familiar with those, then I've done a episode on most of the types and alignment. I've got one left to do on reflectors, which I'll be doing over the next month or so. That series has come out quite slowly because I've had a few gaps and pauses in the podcast, but I am creating them fortnightly now. As I have mentioned in the last episode, that I have a podcast manager now. So that's really exciting that she's editing and helping me repurpose that. So yeah, let's dive in. I have really just written on a piece of paper one word that I'm going to kind of riff on for each of the types. And that's really my perspective on how each of those human design types can really dial up magnetism. So dialing up magnetism is really inviting, as I mentioned, more opportunities. When we have that magnetism activated, it really starts to draw these people and opportunities like a magnet towards us. And if we're not attracting people, if we're not magnetic, we're really blocking money as well from our careers and our businesses. So this is something to really lean into and understand. So to start with, the word for manifestors and really dialing up your magnetism is trust. When I think of the word trust for manifestors, it's really because manifestors are almost like these lone wolves. They love to really lean into their creative urges. And when they get these beautiful creative downloads, these innovations, these new ideas, they're really the type in business that lights the spark, lights ideas into action. And they're often ideas that have never been thought of before. So they're the type of human design types that in a business frame should be in the brainstorming rooms, coming up with these new amazing ideas for projects, for businesses, all the things. If they don't have support, and if they don't trust in others, it's going to be really difficult for them to stay in that zone of genius. When they feel like they need to come up with the ideas and then build and create the thing and see it through to completion, that's when they're blocking their magnetism, because they are getting stuck in the weeds of the work, the heavy lifting. And after all, they have this energy that doesn't have sacral definition. So they don't have this consistent energy to lean into. They have these waves. So often they have the creative download comes through after a rest period. So the rest is just important as these times where they move quite quickly, and they do move quickly. So because they have a motor, so one of their motors in their chart, that would be either the emotional solar plexus, the heart, or the root, is defined and has a direct channel leading to their throat center. So that means that when they get that hit, that urge, they move quite quickly, and they often don't tell others about what they're going to be doing, and they don't in turn get the support they need. It's almost like they're not trusting in other people to support them because they want to be able to do it themselves. They think that they will do it better if they do it themselves, but really they need to be the innovators, and they need to keep their aura clean so that they can come up with these new ideas, because the collective needs those ideas. They need these innovations. So if they are spending too much time doing the heavy lifting and trying to finish everything when they're really designed to start the thing and not always see it through. And it doesn't mean that they have to have all of these open loops where they don't finish everything. They can absolutely, when they have a steady stream of energy, to be able to complete tasks, but they don't have to complete everything that they start. So the more that they can trust in others and have a team behind them, or some confidence that they can really support them in their careers, in their businesses, the more that they are going to be magnetic, because they are staying in that zone of genius and they're not getting bogged down and exhausted and tired by trying to do everything themselves. So this word is trust for manifestors. So next we have manifesting generators and how they can dial up their magnetism. And inherently, I find manifesting generators to be very magnetic. They have this warm and enveloping aura that naturally magnetizes people towards them. But like any type, aura can get clouded if we get bogged down. And for manifesting generators, the word here is flow. Because I notice and observe that the manifesting generators that have been conditioned to really follow a linear path and not give themselves the creative freedom to flow and to follow their multi-passionate nature, they end up dialing down their magnetism because that energy is stagnant and it wants to move and it wants to be expressed and it wants to flow from thing to thing, following the things that light them up, following the things that bring them joy. So for manifesting generators, I invite you to follow your body, where it wants to move to, where you might want to work from today. You might want to work from a cafe. You might want to go to the beach. Flow where you can, particularly if you've got a business where you have that freedom to do that, but also flow from tasks. You know, if you're in a career and you've got different things to do that day, you might not want to just follow one thing for day to day to day. You might want to have multiple things. So to have a business or a career that really leans into your multiple fascinations and allows you to really lean into that flow energy is going to be incredible for dialing up that beautiful magnetism even more. Next, we have generators. And the word I have for generators is joy. And I've worked with a lot of generators, and I have observed that they end up doing a lot of things that they feel like they should, need, and have to. Inherently, they have the sustainable sacral energy to be able to endure working longer periods and building and creating things. And what happens is, if they're not following their joy and following what lights them up, it can lead to exhaustion. And I've often seen generators really burnt out and frustrated because of it, because they've got all these perceived obligations, or even because they invite that, they don't realize that. So they ask how they can help other people. They ask what they can do, and other people get used to them being able to help them out and do things. So they end up having a lot of things on their plate, things that they could probably alleviate and clear up that space for things that bring them joy. So really about setting boundaries for them is going to be really important, so they can really lean into and see what lights them up again. Quite often, generators are so far removed from the things that bring them joy when they're not aware of this, that they have been doing all of these should, needs, and have to's for so long that they forget what brings them joy. So if you're a generator listening, I invite you to really start to journal on and even do little things each day that bring you joy. Early on the podcast, I had a beautiful generator, Erin, if I'll link that in the show notes. And she really followed for 33 days when she found this out and had a human design reading with me. For 33 days, she followed what brought her joy. And it could be the simple things in life, like having a beautiful bath or doing a meditation or going for a walk on the beach. It didn't have to be huge things, but it was unraveling and a discovery of herself again. And that led her to leave her corporate career in Melbourne and go to Bali. And she's moved her family to Bali now, and that's what's really bringing her joy. And she loves that. So it's a beautiful thing when we start to lean into what brings us joy, especially for generators, so they can really get into that signature theme of satisfaction again. So I invite you to really discover those things that light you up so you can dial up your inherent magnetism, because like manifesting generators, you have that warm enveloping aura and you want it to be clear and not constricted by feeling like you've got a lot of obligations, and also from being exhausted simply from all the things that you feel like you should have to do. Next, we have projectors, and there's so many different angles I could go on for the projector, being a projector and really having such an understanding of their energy and what can block and what can really bring out their magnetism. So the word I have for projectors, how to dial up their magnetism, is recognition. And this is, you know, part of their strategy as well. I am a big believer that once projectors really start to recognize their gifts, their strengths, their talents, and stop trying to live and work like a generator who obviously have this consistent energy, when you allow yourself to be who you authentically are and be okay with that, not try to keep up with others, not try to do a job there where you're measured for your output, because that isn't your strength. It doesn't mean that you don't have energy. Absolutely. There's so many nuances when it comes to projectors. So this isn't meant to be limiting. Particularly if you are an energy projector, you're going to have quite a lot of energy, but it's just not consistent. So you will be affected by people that have got sacral definition around you, which can activate your sacral definition and that center, or the planetary transits might activate that sacral center or your root center, which absolutely is going to give you some more energy. It's just not something that you can rely on consistently. So you do need to factor in rest and spaciousness and tuning into your body's wisdom in that way. But you also really need to understand and recognize your gifts and really believe in that. The more that a projector really believes in themselves and is confident to share that with the world, and in turn is more visible, they really become the lighthouses. They're able to use their energy to guide and advise others and do things more efficiently. They really work well with established entrepreneurs because of that, because they don't have that stamina to build as much and create as much, they are really able to have that beautiful oversight, a bit like a reflector in that way. So they're amazing at really tweaking and seeing how things can be done more efficiently for high earners. So if they coach, six and seven figure entrepreneurs, that's quite aligned for them because they can add that cherry on top and see things and give that beautiful guiding energy that they have. They can't do that if they don't recognize themselves, if they don't truly believe that they have that value. So, fellow projectors, I invite you to do whatever work that you need to do to believe that, whether that is some EFT tapping, whether that's journaling, whether that's exercising daily and really affirmations, things like that, to really believe and ground in that self-belief. So that is how I would say for projectors to really dial up their magnetism. Lastly, we have the reflectors, the one percenters. They really make up that small percentage of the population. They are so rare and they really have this deep capacity to be the wisest of the types. I feel like the thing that they can do to really dial up their magnetism is to surrender. So, as reflectors, they have no defined centers. So, when you look at your body graph chart, if you are a reflector, they'll be completely white. It doesn't mean you don't have defined gates within those. So, there's a lot of areas that you can look at to really look at those gifts and strengths that you have. But it does mean that you are open in those areas, but there is a buffering there almost. So they may be less susceptible to conditioning than projectors. So for reflectors, their not self theme is disappointment. That disappointment can really come about when they put expectations on different things and try to control how they think things will turn out. Whether it's in their career, projects, their relationships, all the things. If they have this feeling of disappointment, it often means that they are putting expectations on the way they think things should go. So it's really moving into surrendering, to be open, to be surprised and delighted by how things can go by not putting so much pressure on themselves. They really can tune into their body and use their body to really surrender about where to go and what to do, and really put themselves in the rooms with the right people that make them feel really good. Their environment is going to play such an important impact on their lives. So, their environment and who they're around, it's really important to keep your energy clean. And to keep that aura beautifully clean so they can reflect back and be those beautiful mirrors in society, reflect back that wisdom to others. And they have that beautiful overseeing the end of the business. If you have the different types in business, I've talked about it before in the Human Design Types of Business episode. If you listen to that, you'll hear how each type works together in that business sense. The reflectors are here for their beautiful oversight. They have deep capacity to be the wisest of the types, but they really have to let go of their expectations and controlling situations and really surrender and see what magic comes from surrendering. And as I mentioned, really allowing your body to lead you to the right opportunities and be in the right environments and surround yourself with the right people. And for them, a lot of it comes down to authenticity as well. They can really feel into when someone's not being authentic. So surrender and see how that really helps to dial up your magnetism. These are really my projector insights about working with my clients and what I've seen and what I've observed with doing hundreds of readings by now. I absolutely love doing readings. I have really loved doing human design readings. I'm now starting to do gene keys readings as well, which is really exciting. I'll add the link in as well if you're interested in having a Jean Keys activation reading, genius reading, which is really about activating your genius. And then I also have a prosperity codes reading, which is really diving into the pearl sequence. So if you are curious about that, then head to the show notes or even DM me on Instagram at @NicoleTowers_, where I can talk you through and explain the different readings that I have, because I do them for self-discovery. And I also have a business reading as well, if you are really wanting to look at your business through that lens and understand how you can really dial up your magnetism, really lean into authentic branding and authentic copywriting, and also selling and all of the things that you can think of in business, you can do it through the lens of human design. And I've worked with so many people in that area, and it's been quite profound, the shifts that they've made and how things really open up for them in their business when they stop leaning into those cookie cutter strategies and instead really lean into their own uniqueness, their own inner GPS that can guide them to the right opportunities. And it's beautiful what a game changer that is in business. It's quite strategic as well. So it's not all intuitive. It is an intuitive business reading, but there's a lot of strategy. I have a lot of logical circuitry in my chart. So I always do it from that really practical, tangible way, so you can really take those insights and use them practically in your business. So if you are interested, then feel free to, as I mentioned, reach out to me in the DMs and we can have a chat about what reading would be amazing for you. I hope you have got some value from this episode today. Very impromptu. As I mentioned, just one word and I've kind of been riffing back and forth. So I hope this lands for you, whatever type you are. And if you are loving the podcast, then I would love if you could give me a 5-star review, because that means that more people will be able to share and listen to the podcast and get all this beautiful value from it. So thank you for listening. Until next time, bye for now. Thank you for listening to today's episode. I hope that you've gained value and insights. And if you're enjoying the podcast, and I'd love you to share it with someone that you think that would benefit from learning about human design or energetics or the message that I'm sharing. And as a thank you for listening, I would love to offer you a free guide so that you can learn how to start experimenting with your human design in business. It's called Aligned Business Strategies by Design, and you can download it in the show notes. Thank you so much for listening. Until next time, bye for now.